AI-powered continuous compliance, automated evidence collection, policy as code, and real-time risk monitoring for CMMC, HIPAA, and PCI. Introduction. From periodic audits to continuous assurance compliance used to be a seasonal ritual. Assemble screenshots, beg teams for logs, rush to remediate findings, then go back to business as usual until the next audit. That model no longer fits the realities of cloud-native infrastructure, hybrid work, relentless change, and adversaries who move faster than annual control testing. Organizations under frameworks like CMMC, HIPAA, and PCI need assurance every day, not just once a year. The answer is AI-powered continuous compliance, a set of practices, tools, and integrations that automatically collect evidence, enforce policy as code, and monitor risk in real time, so your compliance posture is always visible, always current, and always defensible. This post explains how to design and implement an AI-enabled compliance program across three distinct regimes: CMMC for defense supply chain, HIPAA for healthcare, and PCI-DSS for payment card data. You will find architectural patterns, concrete control examples, step-by-step implementation guidance, and lessons from real-world deployments. The focus is practical: what data to collect, how to encode policies, how to score risk, and how to present automated evidence that auditors trust. Compliance baseline: what auditors need, what systems produce different frameworks, common principles. Although CMMC, HIPAA, and PCI target different risks and industries, they share underlying expectations. Know your scope, identify systems, data types, and boundaries, e.g., CUI for CMMC, EPHI for HIPAA, CHD-SAD for PCI. Define policies that are specific and enforceable. Implement technical and administrative controls that can be measured. Generate evidence that is accurate, timely, and tamper-evident. Continuously monitor and remediate issues, not only during audits. Quick primer on the Big Three: CMMC 2.0, Level 2 aligns with NIST SP 800-171 and covers 110 requirements across 14 control families. Evidence often includes configuration states, e.g., MFA, encryption at rest, access reviews, vulnerability scans, and plan of actions and milestones, POA and EMS. HIPAA's security rule, 45 CFR 164-300-318, centers on administrative, physical, and technical safeguards, with recurring risk analyses, audit controls, and incident response documentation. PCI-DSS 4.0 has 12 high-level requirements, from network security to logging and testing, with a strong emphasis on scoping, segmentation, key management, and continuous vulnerability management. Scoping and data classification drive everything. Automation starts with knowing what to automate. Use automated discovery to identify systems that store or process controlled unclassified information, CUI, electronic protected health information, EPHI, or cardholder data, CHD. AI can assist by classifying data records and traffic patterns. For instance, a model can scan S3 object metadata and sample contents with strict masking to infer the presence of CHD-like fields or PHI indicators. Continuous asset discovery, cloud resources, SaaS apps, endpoints, identities, keeps your scope current, shrinking the attack surface and limiting the volume of evidence you must collect. Create a unified control library with crosswalks to reduce duplication. Map overlapping requirements into a single control intent library. For example, MFA for administrative access maps to NIST 800-171 3.5, identification and authentication, HIPAA 164-312, person or entity authentication, and PCI requirement 8. AI can help generate initial crosswalks by semantically aligning control texts, then expert reviewers finalize mappings. This lets one policy as code test generate evidence for multiple frameworks. Architecture of AI-powered continuous compliance. Data collection layer. Connectors everywhere. Automated evidence relies on robust connectors, typically via APIs and event streams. Cloud: AWS, CloudTrail, Config, Security Hub, Azure, Activity Logs, Defender, GCP, Audit Logs, Security Command Center. Identity: Okta, Azure AD, Google Workspace, AWS IAM, On-prem AD. Endpoint EDR: CrowdStrike, Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, SentinelOne, Vuln Config, Tenable, Qualys, Nessus. CIS benchmarks via native tooling. Network SIEM: Splunk, Elastic, Datadog, Palo Alto, Zscaler. SaaS: GitHub, GitLab, CI/CD, Secret Scanning, ServiceNow Jira, Change Tickets, MDM, Intune Jev, Backup Systems. Data is ingested into a compliance data lake with a schema that captures resource identity, configuration, relationships, e.g. EC2 instance connected to Subnet X, and time. Identity resolution, merging records that refer to the same entity, is critical to avoid fragmented evidence. Evidence pipeline and chain of custody. A proper evidence pipeline turns raw telemetry into auditor-grade facts. Steps include normalization, deduplication, integrity hashing, and WORM, write once, read many, storage policies. Each evidence item, e.g., S3 bucket encryption, enabled true at 2025-04-05-T12-Z, gets a unique identifier, timestamps, source references, a cryptographic hash, and optionally a signature. Store hashes in an append-only log. Cloud-native options include AWS Glacier Vault Lock or Azure Immutable Blob. This chain of custody lets you demonstrate that evidence has not been altered. Policy as code engine. Policies become executable tests. An engine evaluates rules against current state and change events. You can use Open Policy Agent, OPA, for general purpose decisions. AWS Config, Azure Policy, GCP Organization Policy, for cloud platform checks, and specialized scanners, e.g. IAC linters, for pipeline enforcement. Parameterization, e.g. MFA required for all admins unless role equals break glass with expiry 1 hour, ensures flexibility while preserving guardrails. Evaluation results are stored as control test outcomes linked to the underlying evidence. Real-time risk monitoring and scoring risk is calculated continuously from control test outcomes, asset criticality, data sensitivity, exposure, internet facing, privileged, and threat intelligence. Models can weight factors to produce an entity-level risk score and aggregate them into a posture heat map. Streaming analytics detect drift, anomalous IAM behaviors, or data exfiltration indicators. High-risk changes trigger auto-remediation or workflow tickets with SLAs based on control priority, e.g. PCI requirement 10, logging failures escalate within hours. Human-in-the-loop governance. AI does the heavy lifting, but humans decide the exceptions. Build workflows for control exceptions, compensating controls, and risk acceptance. For CMMC, approved POA and M's must include planned actions, milestones, and dates. For PCI, compensating controls require documented risk analysis and validation that they meet the intent. AI assists by drafting exception narratives and mapping to affected controls. Approvers finalize decisions. Every override becomes part of the evidence record.
Automated evidence collection that auditors trust. What counts as evidence? Auditors look for three evidence types. Configuration state, system settings that enforce a control, e.g., encryption at rest enabled. Process execution, proof that a recurring process occurred, e.g., quarterly access reviews, incident drills. Outcomes, logs and records showing the control worked, e.g., blocked traffic, alert triage. Automated evidence pipelines should capture all three. For processes, AI can parse meeting notes, tickets, and sign-offs, extracting structured artifacts, participants, date, scope, while redacting sensitive details. Evidence examples by framework CMMC Level 2, NIST 800-171. 3.1, access control, regular export of IAM user role, inventories. MFA status for admin roles, least privilege analysis reports, and access review attestations for managers. 3.3, audit and accountability. Centralized log retention settings, time sync configuration evidence, NTP sources, log integrity checksums, SIEM alert coverage by system category. 3.14, system and information integrity. Vulnerability scan results with remediation SLAs and aging metrics. Patch deployment evidence linked to change tickets. HIPAA security rule 164.308A1. Risk analysis. AI-generated risk register entries that tie asset, EPHI presence, vulnerability likelihood, and impact. Versioned updates on material changes. 164.312B audit controls. EHR access logs with sampling reports on inappropriate access detection and training follow-ups. 164.310, physical safeguards, badge system logs showing data center access, reconciled with staff role changes, camera retention policy evidence with immutability attestations, PCI DSS v4.0,
Requirement 1. Network security controls. Segmentation evidence demonstrating that CHD scope is isolated. Network path analyses proving no unauthorized routes from untrusted networks. Requirement 3. Protect account data. Key management rotation logs, HSM configuration state, and tokenization service audit logs with access restrictions. Requirement 10. Log and monitor. Log collection coverage matrix, sources, retention period, integrity monitoring states, alert tuning documentation with thresholds and UAT results. Turning ephemeral states into durable proofs. Cloud resources change frequently. Schedule evidence snapshots that capture critical states at required intervals and take event-driven snapshots on changes to sensitive resources. For example, when a security group changes, capture before and after states with the approver's change ticket. For pipeline controls, record the commit, configuration file version, policy evaluation result, and artifact hash. Tie every snapshot to a ticket or change record to demonstrate governance. Cryptographic attestations and immutability evidence you cannot trust is worse than no evidence. Hash and sign evidence batches, store hashes in an immutable ledger, and implement worm retention aligned to regulatory expectations, e.g., PCI log retention. For screenshots still required by some auditors, generate them automatically alongside API-derived evidence, timestamp them, and apply the same integrity protections. This unifies trust across human-readable and machine-readable artifacts. Policy as code for CMMC, HIPAA, and PCI from written policy to executable checks. Start by translating policy statements into control intents, then write executable checks. For example, administrative access requires MFA, becomes checks in identity providers, admin groups require MFA. Cloud consoles, root accounts disabled or vaulted with MFA, and bastion hosts, SSH MFA enforced. Express these as rules that evaluate across your identity and infrastructure graph. Each rule generates pass-fail outcomes with remediation guidance. Tooling, pick what fits your stack. Open policy agent, gatekeeper, enforce Kubernetes pod security, admission controls for images, and label governance. Cloud-native policy engines, AWS config rules for S3 encryption, Azure policy for key vault firewalling. GCP organization policy constraints, Terraform/CloudFormation policy, pre-commit and CI checks with OPA or Sentinel to stop non-compliant resources before deployment. Secret scanning and SAST DAST, use GitHub Advanced Security or equivalent to make code hygiene part of compliance controls. For HIPAA's administrative safeguards, supplement technical checks with AI-driven document validation. Parse policies to ensure required elements exist, confirm annual review dates, and link to training completion records. Handling parameters, scope, and exceptions, policies vary by environment. Parameterize rules by data classification, environment, and business unit. For example, all prod systems with EPHI require endpoint encryption and EDR. Dev systems require EDR only. Exceptions should be time-bound, with compensating controls and automated follow-up. Policy as code should include an exception handler that recognizes approved deviations and adjusts compliance scoring accordingly, while still alerting on drift beyond the exception window. CI/CD integration. Preventive beats detective shift left by gating changes on compliance checks. Pull requests that add an internet-facing load balancer without WAF autofail. Changes that lower log retention durations trigger a review by the GRC team. AI can suggest remediation diffs directly in the pull request. Every approved change carries its policy evaluation record into the evidence lake, linking deployment artifacts to compliance outcomes. Real-time risk monitoring with AI behavioral analytics and identity risk. Most incidents involve identities. Build identity-centric monitoring that detects risky patterns, unused admin roles, overly broad service account permissions, multi-cloud privilege escalation paths, anomalous logins based on time and geolocation, and new public exposures. AI models can learn typical behavior for a role or service and flag deviations. Combine that with continuous attack path modeling to surface the shortest path from an external endpoint to sensitive data. Risk scoring that prioritizes action. Not all failures are equal. A non-compliant tag policy is nuisance level. An open security group in the PCI scope is critical. Score risk by combining control criticality, mapped from the framework, asset sensitivity, exposure, and exploitability. Use a simple, explainable model so teams understand why they are paged. Provide an evidence trail button that shows exactly which rule failed, what changed, and how to fix it. Automated remediation with guardrails. Some issues should be auto-fixed. Disable public access to a storage bucket, rotate an expired key, or re-enable mandatory logging. Others require human judgment. Implement tiered automation. Immediate auto-remediation for low-risk, no-regret fixes. Proposed fixes with one-click approval for medium risk, and full workflow for high-risk changes. Record each action as evidence, including who approved it and why. Reducing alert fatigue with AI summarization. Aggregate related alerts into incidents using entity relationships and time windows. AI can generate incident summaries that include affected controls, for example, PCI REC 10 and 11, impacted assets, probable root cause, and recommended steps. This lowers triage time and improves the quality of audit narratives later on. Case study: a defense contractor achieving CMMC Level 2 context and challenges. A mid-sized engineering firm needed CMMC Level 2 to bid on DoD contracts. Their environment spanned two clouds, on-prem AD, and dozens of SaaS tools. Evidence lived in email threads and ad hoc spreadsheets. Access reviews were sporadic, and POAMMs were hard to track. What they implemented: asset discovery and CUI data classification using pattern-based scanning and context from document repositories. Policy as code for 3.1 access control and 3.3 audit families, including automated checks for MFA, least privilege, and log retention. Event-driven evidence snapshots and immutable storage. AI-generated POAMMs that parsed vulnerability reports, grouped findings by system, and drafted remediation milestones. Outcomes baseline control coverage rose from 62% to 91% in 6 weeks. Access reviews became monthly, with AI assisting manager attestations by presenting scoped summaries of each user's permissions and last use timestamps. During assessment, auditors accepted automated evidence packages mapped to NIST 800-171 controls with drill downs into raw logs. The firm maintained level 2 posture through continuous monitoring rather than annual fire drills. Case study: a hospital network scaling HIPAA compliance, context and challenges. A regional hospital network handled EPHI across an EHR, cloud analytics, and telehealth applications. They struggled with consistent audit controls across departments, and manual redaction was slow and error-prone. What they implemented: centralized log ingestion with AI-based PHI detection and redaction for analytics use, ensuring minimal exposure of sensitive content. Automated verification of encryption in transit and at rest for systems tagged with EPHI. AI-assisted risk analysis updates that tied new projects to threat scenarios and control coverage gaps. Endpoint compliance checks for clinicians' devices via MDM with auto-remediation for missing disk encryption. Outcomes: monthly risk analyses became feasible without overburdening staff. Access anomalies in the EHR were surfaced daily, leading to targeted training that reduced inappropriate access events. When a telehealth vendor changed its logging configuration, the system detected reduced retention within hours, opened a ticket, and restored policy compliance settings before data was lost. Case study: a fintech meeting, PCI DSS v4.0, context and challenges. A fintech startup processing card payments needed PCI DSS v4.0 validation. Their infrastructure was modern, microservices, Kubernetes, multi-account cloud, but they lacked formalized segmentation evidence and consistent sequence management. What they implemented: network policy as code enforcing and verifying segmentation between CHD scope and non-scope networks, with visual attack path verification. Kubernetes admission controls for secrets, image provenance, and runtime hardening aligned to requirements 5 and 6. Automated key management evidence for requirement 3, including rotation schedules and access logs from an HSM-backed KMS. Continuous vulnerability management tied to sprint planning, with risk-based prioritization for internet-exposed services. Outcomes: they produced a comprehensive evidence dossier, dynamic segmentation proofs, control test results, and logs with integrity attestations. Their acquiring bank's assessor appreciated the continuous monitoring dashboards that showed control health over time, not just point-in-time screenshots. Post-certification, control drift incidents fell by 60% due to preventive gates in CI/CD. Implementation blueprint, a 90-day plan. Days 0 to 15, inventory and scoping. Deploy connectors for cloud, identity, endpoint, and SIEM. Enable asset discovery. Classify data and draw scope boundaries for CUI, EPHI, and CHD. Label assets accordingly. Build a unified control library with initial AI-generated crosswalks. Have GRC validate mappings. Days 16 to 45, baselines and policy templates. Stand up the evidence lake with integrity controls and worm retention. 2. Implement baseline policy as code for highest impact controls, MFA, encryption, logging, vulnerability management, segmentation. 3. Deploy dashboards for control coverage and risk scoring. Define escalation paths. 46 to 75. Shift left and monitor drift. Integrate policy checks into CI/CD and infrastructure as code repositories. 3. Enable event-driven control testing for sensitive changes, example IAM, network, storage. 3. Pilot auto remediation for low-risk fixes. Set up exception workflows with approvals. 3. Days 76 to 90. Audit readiness and dry run. Generate auditor-ready evidence packages, including narratives and linked artifacts. Conduct a mock audit, refine sampling methods and drill-down views. Document runbooks for incidents, exceptions, and POAMM lifecycle. Metrics and KPIs that matter. Control coverage, percentage of scoped assets evaluated by each policy. 3. Mean time to control, MTTC, time from drift detection to remediation or risk acceptance. 3. Control failure rate, recurring failures by category, aim for downward trends. Evidence freshness, median age of critical control evidence. 4. Risk burndown, aggregate risk score trend, with breakdown by business unit and data classification. 3. Exception half-life, how quickly exceptions are resolved or replaced by permanent fixes. 4. Tie incentives to these metrics. For example, require product teams to keep MTTC for high-severity PCI controls under defined SLAs to ship new features. Common pitfalls and how to avoid them. Over-collecting evidence. Collect only what you need. Excess data raises privacy risks and storage costs. Use data minimization. Sample when acceptable. Aggregate where possible. And redact sensitive fields proactively. For HIPAA, avoid feeding unredacted EPHI into analytics pipelines unless strictly necessary and permitted by policy. AI hallucinations and model risk. Use AI to draft mappings and narratives, not to invent facts. Require human review for control crosswalks and risk assessments. Maintain validation datasets for policy suggestions. Track false positive negative rates and retrain models. Prefer explainable models for risk scoring so teams can see the rationale behind alerts. 4. Change management friction. Shift left controls can slow developers if introduced abruptly. Start with monitoring only modes, share dashboards, and co-design policies with engineering. Provide self-service remediation guidance and one-click exception workflows with clear expiration. Celebrate prevention wins to build trust. Point-in-time mindset persisting. Replace quarterly Big Bang reviews with rolling attestations. For example, access reviews can be continuous. Managers receive weekly micro-reviews of a subset of users, achieving full coverage over a month without overwhelming anyone. Cost and ROI, making the business case direct and indirect returns. Audit prep time reduction. Automated evidence and reports can cut effort dramatically. Fewer production incidents. Preventive controls and faster remediation lower downtime and incident costs. 2. Reduced scope. Accurate data classification and segmentation shrink the environments under strict controls. Faster delivery. CI/CD gates catch issues early, avoiding rework and delays near release dates. 3. Quantify baseline metrics before starting. Time spent on audits, number of control failures, incident rates, and track improvements. For regulated revenue streams, e.g. defense contracts, payments, continuous compliance becomes a revenue enabler, not just a cost center. Build versus buy. Building entirely in-house offers control, but demands sustained investment across connectors, policy engines, evidence integrity, and UI. Buying a platform accelerates time to value, but must integrate well with your stack and allow custom policies. A pragmatic approach is hybrid. Use commercial platforms for data ingestion, integrity, and reporting. Extend with custom policy as code, where you have unique needs. Data protection and privacy in the AI layer guardrails for sensitive data. Never let AI pipelines become a side channel for PHI or card data. Enforce strict tokenization and redaction at ingestion. For PCI environments, keep models and data processing within the CDE or a tightly controlled connected to CDE zone with documented controls. Apply field-level encryption where feasible and restrict model access to least privilege. Model deployment choices. When using large language models to summarize evidence or draft narratives, consider on-prem or virtual private deployments for sensitive workloads. If using external AI services, apply data loss prevention and opt out of training where possible. Long prompts and responses as part of the evidence trail without storing sensitive payloads. Store references and hashes instead of raw content when compliance requires minimization. Explainability and auditability. Every AI-assisted decision, risk score, anomaly detection, or control mapping should be reproducible. Store model versions, parameters, and input hashes. Provide a Y panel and dashboards that shows contributing factors and evidence links. This transparency turns AI from a black box into a collaboration tool with auditors and engineers. Regulator and auditor acceptance, presenting automated evidence. Auditors appreciate clarity and traceability. Provide control-by-control narratives with linked artifacts, rule definition, evaluation results over time, and deep links to raw logs. Show chain of custody and integrity hashes. Offer sampling tools so auditors can pick random assets and verify the same conclusions. For PCI assessors, align reporting to V4.0 reporting templates. For CMMC, present NIST 800-171 control mappings and QOAMMs with progress metrics. For HIPAA, tie evidence back to security rule citations and risk analysis outputs. Continuous control monitoring meets periodic assessments. Continuous doesn't replace audits, it transforms them. Demonstrate how your monitoring frequency meets or exceeds required cadences, e.g. daily control tests for logging and MFA, weekly vulnerability scans for critical assets. Monthly access reviews. Show trend lines instead of single snapshots and be ready to reproduce point-in-time results from immutable evidence snapshots. Sampling and independence. Some assessors worry about self-graded controls. Address this by segregating duties, security engineering writes policies, a GRC function approves them, and automated systems record results. Allow assessors to run independent tests through read-only connectors or by providing them with a reproducible query pack they can execute against your evidence lake. Practical control examples across frameworks, identity and access, MFA enforcement. Check all privileged accounts across IDP, cloud consoles, and bastions. Auto-disable accounts without MFA after grace period. 2. Least privilege. Analyze IAM policies for wildcard permissions. Generate suggested policy diffs that narrow scope. Require peer review for privilege increases. 2. Access reviews. Continuous micro-reviews with manager attestations. Tie revocations directly to IDP workflows. Logging and monitoring. Coverage. Verify all scoped assets. Send logs to a central SIEM. Auto-enroll new assets. Integrity. Ensure log storage has immutability flags. Monitor for changes to retention settings and alarm on unauthorized modifications. 2. Detection. Maintain a library of controls to detections mapping, PCI request 10 correlations, and measure detection efficacy via simulated events. Data protection. Encryption at rest and in transit. Periodic checks plus event-driven validation on key changes. Evidence includes key rotation schedules. 2. Tokenization for CHD and minimization for PHI. Verify flows and coverage. Document exceptions with compensating controls. 2. Data egress. Anomaly detection on bulk downloads or unusual destinations. Block or require explicit approvals for sensitive transfers. Vulnerability and patch management. Scan rhythm. Increase frequency for internet exposed systems and high sensitivity data stores. 2. Risk-based SLAs. Tie remediation deadlines to exploitability and asset criticality. Track MTTR and exceptions. 2. Evidence. Link scan findings to patches, pull requests, and deployment records. Record verification scans post-remediation. Segmentation and network security. Policy as code for firewalls and network policies. Block non-compliant changes in CI/CD. 2.
continuous verification of allowed paths, alert on new routes into scoped environments. 3. WAF and IDS IPS coverage with tuning evidence and false positive management. 2. Operating model, who does what, roles and responsibilities. 3. GRC, owns the control library, approves policies, manages exceptions, and interfaces with auditors. Security engineering, implements policy as code, connectors, and remediations. 3. Platform DevOps, integrates controls into pipelines and SRE practices. 4. Data protection and privacy, governs PHI/CHD handling in AI workflows and evidence storage. 5. Business owners, review access and risk, approve exceptions, and sponsor remediation. 6. Establish a weekly posture review that examines top risks, failing controls, and MTTC breaches. Provide a monthly executive view that highlights trends and resource needs. Choosing and integrating tools requirements for a continuous compliance platform. Broad connectors and robust APIs. 2. Native integrity and immutability features for evidence. 3. Flexible policy as code with parameterization and exceptions. 4. Real-time analytics and risk scoring with explainability. 2.
Workflow integration for remediation and approvals. Auditor-friendly reporting and drill-down capabilities. Favor tools that expose a graph of assets and identities. Control logic often depends on relationships. Who can access what, from where, under which conditions. Insist on exportability of evidence and rules to avoid lock-in. Future directions, smarter controls, deeper assurance control as graph and attack path simulation. Move beyond single resource checks to graph-based reasoning. A storage bucket may be encrypted, but if a route from the internet to an overprivileged function exists, the effective risk is high. Continuous attack path simulation across multi-cloud and on-prem graphs will make risk scores more realistic and actionable. Software supply chain and SBOM integration. Integrate software bills of materials, SBOMs, and secure development practices, e.g. NIST SSDF, into compliance. Policy as code should verify provenance, enforce signing, and track vulnerabilities from dependencies to runtime. Evidence of build integrity becomes part of PCI and CMMC control narratives, where software and scope is developed in-house. Autonomous agents with guardrails. AI agents will increasingly propose and execute remediations, draft policies, and coordinate evidence collection. With strict guardrails, approvals, and audit trails, these agents can reduce toil while maintaining control. Organizations that invest now in clean data, clear policies, and transparent workflows will be ready to harness this capability as it matures.